Blog Talk Radio.
Going into the nations all around the world, committed to make a difference to change those in the world. Going into the nations all around the world, committed to make a difference to change those in the world. Maria Triplett is her name. Evangelizing is her plan to reach the land. Maria Triplett is her name. Evangelizing is her plan to reach the land. Maria Triplett, servant of the Lord.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Triplett Ministries radio broadcast. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live here in Starkville, Mississippi. Triplett Ministries radio broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty good God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice in it and be glad. Won't Jesus do it? Jesus will do it every time. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. And I'm just so glad about it. You know, today we're talking about nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. You know, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? And where would, amen? Because Jesus, he's a wonder in my soul. And I know he's a wonder in your soul. Amen. It's just so good to be in the land of the living, to be able to be on air, to come before you, and to be able to even go boldly to the throne of grace. Jesus tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Jesus tells us in his word to pray without ceasing. Pray, and prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Prayer changes things in situations and people too, amen? Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now lifting your name on high. We thank you, Father, for you are mighty good God, and you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you today for this bread that we're going to break today. Nobody but Jesus. And we thank you that we can just feast on you, Lord Jesus, that we can eat from your table, Father, and you will fill our cup and our bellies with living food and in our cup of living water. And we say thank you, Lord, because it's nobody like you. And we just honor you on today. We thank you for allowing us to see this day. And we ask that you will continue to look upon us, look upon the government. And it's on your shoulders. You said the government shall be upon your shoulders. Look upon the sick, the hungry, the thirsty, and the needy, the imprisoned, the molested. Even go into the nursing homes, Father. Dispatch holy angels and send ministering angels to minister and ministering spirits to minister to those individuals right where they are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to look upon each and every listener, that you will look upon their bloodline, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus and their spouse's bloodline. In the name of Jesus, and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And not only protect them, Father God, but save them and give them a mind to want to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Nobody but Jesus. That's what we're talking about today. Nobody but Jesus. You know, I just love the Lord because he heard my cry, pitied my every groan. And as long as trouble rides, I'm going to hasten to God's throne. Because, you know, like we said earlier, can't nobody do you like the Lord. You know, if it had not been for him, where would you be? Just think about it. You know, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. You know, we was born in iniquity. Amen. So, you know, we had to come to Jesus just as we are. We had to wounded, you know, and full of sin. And we had to ask God to forgive us of our sins and to create in us a clean heart and renew in us the right spirit. And we have to ask God for to repent, repentance. We have to repent and ask God to forgive us of those things that sins that we may have committed in the past that were, amen, and be holy, Jesus said, for he is holy, amen. So he gives us an opportunity to get it right and, you know, and even to share his word with others, because the Bible is the blueprint to life. And Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. You know, Jesus tells us don't take no script for your journey. You don't have to write down what you're going to say. It's the spirit that gives, makes intercession for us. Amen. So your spirit, if you're led by the Holy Spirit, the spirit is going to lead you and guide you into all truth and what you have to say. You don't have to write it down. It's what's in your heart. Amen. And we want to be able to hide the word of God in our hearts, amen, that we may not sin against him. But when we're talking today about nobody but Jesus, that's all it boils down to. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, none can come unto him but except through the Father. So we must go to God the Father, and then through there we can go to the Son, and we can receive salvation. Let's go to the scripture. Our scripture is coming out of Matthew, the first chapter, the book of Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1. Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 1. And we're going to begin reading at the 18th verse. Matthew, first chapter, and begin reading at the 18th verse. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Good God Almighty. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. My God, nobody but Jesus. That's it. It's nobody but Jesus. Where Jesus, he says, is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. Jesus is our Savior, and he's the Savior of the world, and he can save you from your sin. Amen. Jesus said in his word that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So he tells us in his word that there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved. So guess what? There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. and there is salvation in the name of Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody do you like the Lord. You know, when you are friendless, Jesus says, I'm a friend. He said, I stick him closer than any brother. Hallelujah. That's a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. And not only is he a friend, but than any brother. So, you know, he's so deep that, you know, he's closer than a brother. And you know you're close to your brother and your sister. But he said he stick him closer to you than any brother. Amen. He's a father to the fatherless. And he's a mother to the motherless. You know, Jesus even tells us in Isaiah that he's our husband. And that's in, I believe, Isaiah 55:1. He says he is our husband. Amen. Jesus is everything you need him to be. And so when we think about the blueprint, the Bible being the blueprint of life, is too hard for him? Nothing. Now, if we go to, it's in Isaiah 54. If you turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Isaiah, the 54th chapter. And Isaiah is before Jeremiah. Amen. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. And it's right after the book of Solomon. It's Song of Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon and Isaiah. Isaiah 54 and 5. Remember this scripture. Isaiah 54 and 5. For thy maker is thine husband. Good God Almighty. For thy maker is thine husband. See, the Lord, he said he's a spouse to us. Amen. It says the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. And so, for the Lord, in the sixth verse, it says, for the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith God. But Jesus tells us here, if you read on, and you read that in your spare time, Isaiah 54, that 5 in the fifth verse, that he is thine husband, my God. See, God gives us earthly spouses, amen, an earthly husband for women who are married. But that earthly husband is just for companionship, friendship, amen. And even God uses people. He works through people. And he can also use our spouse to provide for us, amen, because Jesus, God, is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So with God uses people. And so, but he is ultimately our husband. Thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name. Amen? And so God knows my husband. My husband took me to lunch today. My husband took me to Olive Garden yesterday. He took me out last Thursday to dinner. I thank and praise God we had a beautiful holiday Christmas day on December 25th. But see, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, amen. See, when we think about it and we think how deep this relationship is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is so profound. You know, he said that he gives you joy unspeakable. You know, my husband he can put a smile on my face and make me laugh. But Jesus gives me joy. Amen. Joy. Joy unspeakable. unspeakable and full of glory. I can't express the joy that God gives, that Jesus Christ gives. Joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. My God. You know, and then we had, there was someone asked me today, how was your Christmas? I said, very peaceful. My husband and I had a very peaceful Christmas. It was very peaceful. I thank God for the peaceful Christmas we had. But God said, Jesus said, he gives us peace that passeth all understanding. So us earthen spouses are just a piece of heaven, a taste of heaven. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. But the Lord of hosts, his name, he is, thy maker is thine husband. Remember, always remember Isaiah 54 and 5. You know, when you have a personal relationship with the Lord and you know that he's your husband, what is your husband? What is a husband? A provider. Jesus says what? I'm Jehovah Jireh, God, your provider. He provides for you everything. If it's your emotional needs, physical needs, financial needs, psychological needs, Jesus says he is thine husband. Nobody but Jesus. And so he provides for you. Amen. We talked about he's our peace. He's our shalom. Jesus is our shalom, our peace. Amen. Amen. Yes. And he's our healer. Amen. Jehovah Nisi. He's our healer. God is a wonder in my soul. And when you think of his goodness, you can't do anything else but cry out, hallelujah, amen, because, you know, he says in his word that the earth is the Lord's, he is, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. He said all the cattle on the thousand hills belongs to him. He says, and the earth, and they that dwell therein. So it's nothing that God cannot do for you. There's nothing he can't provide for you. Amen? When we just bask in the beauty of holiness, nothing else matters. Nothing else. Because you're now walking in the Spirit. We heard in Matthew, the first chapter, where the angel told Joseph that his wife was going to be a spouse. I mean, we was a child that was born of the Holy Ghost, is conceived by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And, you know, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the when you repent and be baptized in Jesus' name, you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the evidence of speaking in tongues. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is when you have power. Amen. Power to lay hands on the sick. Power to cast out devils. Amen. Power to raise the dead. So we have to utilize the power that we have in Christ Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's soul salvation in the name of Jesus. But the Lord tells us in his word, there first must be a willing mind. You have to have a willing mind to come to Jesus. Amen. We can't force ourselves or force Jesus on anyone. We have to provide the word, present the word of God, and ask God to allow it to fall on good ground and pray. Amen. And pray. But there first must be a willing mind, because Jesus doesn't force himself on us. And you know, I couldn't force myself on my husband. My husband couldn't force himself on me. We had to have a mutual understanding to come together to be married. Amen? Amen. And some of us are in a backslidden condition, and we need to come back home to Jesus Christ, because Jesus tells us now that he's married. Now, you know, he's your husband, right? So now he said he's married to the backslider. Oh, my God. He said he's married to the backslider. Yes, he's married to the backslider. It's a relationship that's a covenant that's so strong and so it runs very deep. You know, Jesus, he says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not repay it. Because, you know, when you establish a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ, it's making a vow. It's like you know the Lord, you had a taste of the Lord, and you see and know that he's good and his mercy endure forever. You can't go back because you've committed to him. You've made a commitment to Jesus Christ. And when you go back and you go astray, you know, that's jealous God. That hurts God. He says he's a jealous God. Amen. And so he doesn't want you serving to God. He wants you to serve him and him alone. And you can't whore with other gods. A lot of times people will make their spouses their gods, or make their jobs their gods, or their homes their gods, or their car their gods. And that's idol worship. And God says he doesn't want us whoring around with other gods. He wants us to be committed to him. Amen. But if we break that covenant and that fellowship and we go back on him, he says, no, 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 no. See, you can't divorce God. Ha! Glory be to God. You know, he said he's married to the back. See, when you go back on him, no, 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 no. You can't do that. You cannot do that. You know, the Bible says train up a child in the way they should go. When they grow, they won't depart. They'll come around. But you can't have that covenant with Jesus Christ and go back on him, because he's married to you. He has a covenant with you. And he knows how to get your attention. And one thing about it, that's one thing we don't have to worry about. If someone's out of the will of God or not doing what God is requiring them to do, God knows how to get their attention. He knows how to open up even their understanding. Because the Bible says he can make it, so the word of God is so plain, you know, even a child can understand. Amen? So it's very plain. It's very simple. The word of God is easy to understand. And he wants us to come like with childlike, you know, like as a child coming unto him, you know, stretching out our hands to him, crying out, Abba, Father, because he wants to be able to, for us to surrender to him. Amen. With our hands up, come out, you know, just like under a Holy Ghost arrest, coming up with our hands, coming out with our hands up and saying, Lord, all to thee I surrender. I surrender all. And so if we do go back, Jesus wants us to know, hey, if you have made a mistake, you have fallen short of the glory of God, because he says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is so kind and he's so compassionate and he has so much mercy. And, you know, mercy is compassion. That he said that he would, it's not his will that any should perish. He doesn't want us to perish. He wants us to come unto him boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in time of need. He says if you just ask for forgiveness, he's a forgiving God. He gives us an opportunity every day to get it right. To say, Lord, I made a mistake. I need to get it right, and I'm going to get it right with you. So each day is a new day of new mercy, you know, that Jesus Christ allows us. He tells us, forget not his benefits, for he loadeth us daily with benefits. Yeah, See, that's a benefit to be able to come back to Jesus just as we used to do. And so we pray for one another. We ask God to have the mind of Christ, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we have to want in our minds to serve the true and living God. Amen. And then we got to ask the Lord to give them not only a mind of Christ, but the heart of God. Amen. Amen. We have to know how to pray. And so that's why the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Amen. So we need to know how to pray and how to ask God for things that we know that we are desiring to come to pass. So when we're seeking for our loved ones and our family and friends to come to Christ or come back to Christ, ask God to give them the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Because the Bible says, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if they have it in their heart and they have the heart of God, then they're going to speak the things of God because it's in their heart. Amen. Amen. And we want them to have that mind. Amen. The Bible says that he would that we would prosper and be in health as our soul, as our will, our mind, and our emotions. So if our soul is prospering, then we will prosper and we will be in health. Amen. Amen. Our health is important. And, you know, that's how we can serve him and worship him, because we can't serve God if we're not healthy. And our bodies can't get around and do, you know, for ourselves. Last Saturday, I had Mr. Dotson, D. Dotson, my grandfather. He was on the air with me last Saturday. The broadcast was Worthy as the Lamb, 95 years old. He takes no medicine, wears no eyeglasses. He still drives to church every Sunday. Still sings in the choir, and you know he's working on the farm every day. He provided my husband and I with mustard and turnip greens, turnip bottoms, and string beans and purple whole peas and okra out of his garden. 95 years old, still serving the Lord. And I asked him, did they have night watch service at his church for New Year's Eve? And he said, yeah. I said, you going to the night watch service? He said, yes. Amen. 95. Now, if he's 95 years old and is right, man, and activity and use of his limbs, amen, no medicine, no eyeglasses, and he's going to the night watch service, why can't you? Amen. Why can't we do these things? And I asked Mr. Dotson about his relation, prayer life. I said, do you pray? He says, oh, yes. I said, do you pray throughout the day? He said, oh, yes. Just a little talk with Jesus will make it right. And I know we want to see our loved ones saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and fire baptized. But we have to ask God to give them the mind of Christ and the heart of God to serve the true and living God. And his name is Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now lifting your name on high. Father God, we ask, Father, for each listener under the sound of my voice and the listeners that will tune in a later date, that they, Father God, will be able to pray for one another, their loved ones, friends, and family. And, Father, that they will pray the prayer of faith, believing that you will give them and asking for their loved ones and friends to have the mind of Christ, to want this willing mind and obedient mind, to do your will, to do it your way, and then to also give them a heart, give them, ask for them to pray for those individuals to have a heart of God. We ask that those, our family, our loved ones, our friends, and all of those that are in a backslidden condition that we are aware of, Father, that you will not only give them a mind to serve you, a willing mind, but also the heart of God in Jesus' mighty name. And we say thank you. We decree and declare it is so. We want everybody to have a blessed, happy, and safe holiday, New Year 2019, the year of provision. God's going to do a new thing, and he's going to do it in a miraculous and mighty way. And I'm glad about it, aren't you? Thank God for I see my Aunt Jean on the line. God bless you and my Uncle Phil. And may God continue to bless you and your family for now and forevermore. I see Sister Eddie Mae Coleman on the line. God bless you and your family, the Coleman family. And may 2019 be one of the best years you've ever had. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you. God bless you.
Going into the nations all around the world, committed to make a difference to change those in the world. Going into the nations all around the world, committed to make a difference to change those in the world. Maria Triplett is her name. Evangelizing is her plan to reach the land. Maria Triplett is her name. Evangelizing is her plan to reach the land. Maria Triplett, servant of the Lord.